WRVU 954.
WRVT 771. Anyone out there? That last station calling, you were completely broken up. Copy that, sir. WRVT 771, standing by. WIZP 544, we are mobile.
Good day to you, Bob. This is WRYP 421.
Morning, 421. If you'll forgive me, your name escapes me there, sir. Got some well-needed rain yesterday and last night, and hopefully today I'll bring some more there, Roger.
Sounds great. Yeah, we had rain down here, I'm sure you've heard, in the last few weeks. cats and dogs. But it seems like it's finally quieted down, and it looks like it's going to be a nice day.
I've been copying the mail. You guys been getting slammed down there pretty good. And we're actually below normal for our rainfall, so we were glad to see it yesterday. It's good for the old garden and the grass, Roger.
Yes, sir. Well, you enjoy your day. Happy Sunday to you. And I'll be clear on your finals. WRYBD 421. And yeah, have a wonderful day.
As well, sir, you and yours have a beautiful day there, and enjoy each other. WRZT 544, always a pleasure to have you in my receive. We are clear and monitoring the network. unit keying up the repeater. You are hitting the repeater, however, you have no modulation. Out there, you're hitting the repeater, but there's no audio. The audio, that means you gotta talk. And this is WIUG 488. Station 544, the station out there, 544, WIUG 48, copy.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392. Copy.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392. Copy.
WSCI 783 mobile to home. WSCI 783 mobile to base. Copy.
WSW 200 monitoring. Flint, Michigan.
WSAX 712 monitoring out of Westland.
Copy you loud and clear, sir. Morning to you.
And that is same here, loud and clear, and a top of the morning to you as well. It looks like it's going to be a nice, beautiful day today.
Yes, it does. Too bad I have to work.
Don't got work today, but we got a little party going on this afternoon, so it's one of those, a little bit of crazy chaos, but hey, it's beautiful weather for it. I'm not complaining today.
Copy that. Will you enjoy? I'm going to be clear and monitoring.
WSX 712, going to be clear to monitoring as well.
BRZP 544, we are mobile.
WRKU 990.
WSBM 924.
This is WSDI 783. WSDW 213. JW, you out there? WSCI 783 to WSDW 213, copy. WSCI 783 to WSDW 219, copy. WSCI 783 to WSDW 213, copy.
DWDS 213, right here.
Ah, very good. I'm talking to you from the Saginaw repeater, and you guys obviously are on the flood repeater. It's working.
Sweet.
How come you guys are running a little late? Usually you guys are there before us.
Well, and things happen. We had to load our stuff up. We had most of it done yesterday, but anyway. We're overloaded. It'll be a slow ride.
Well, slow and steady wins the race, and hey, as a bonus, you get there safely.
Yeah, actually, when I seen that accident on 23, I was kind of glad we didn't leave early.
I'm sorry to come back with that.
I saw on the maps there was a bad accident on 23 where 75 turns into 23, and it was like a 38-minute delay.
Yeah, there was construction at 75 and Bristol Road. We got off on Hill Road and took Linden to Pearson Road and got back on 75. Copy?
That sounded like a good idea. Have you been past the 75-23 interchange then?
We're going over the Zilwaukee Bridge currently.
WSJ 392.
Go ahead, 392.
Hello.
Harrison, this is Grandpa. We also got copy. Station 213, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. 10-4. Affirmative.
Hey, that's good. We're not on CVs. Affirmative. Roger that.
Turn 4.
Coming down the Zilwaukee Bridge.
How's the wind?
Not bad coming down, but it is windy on the freeway today, for sure. Nice cool weather for hooking up today.
10-4. We're getting ready to get on Holly Road right now. Oh.
This is WSCI 783, WSCI 392. You copy?
Copy.
We're moving right along.
How good are you? So good.
Yeah, you sound staticky. Do I sound a little staticky to you?
Yeah.
Maybe we're getting away from the repeater.
Back to 20.
This is WSCI 783, wishing WSDW 213 a safe trip, and I'll talk to you later, and I am clear after your final.
CWDS 213, we are heading northbound 75, heading your way. Safe travels to you as well. Over and out. WSDW 213 on side.
Alpha, copy.
WRXP 401, can I get a radio check on this unit coming from the Riverside Pier in downtown Detroit, Michigan?
This is WSAX 712 out in Westland. I'm reading you loud and clear.
Got a copy on that Westland. I appreciate that comeback. How you doing today?
We're doing fantastic, enjoying the beautiful weather, enjoying a little party, and going from there. But at this time, WSAX 712 going on standby.
Roger that, monitoring the channel.
WSDJ 347, monitoring the channel.
WSCI 783 to WSDW 213. Sam, do you copy?
WSDW 213, copy.
What's your location at this point in time?
Oh, 75 and
Miller Road.
We're about a 21 more minute delay here.
Oh, you guys didn't go off at Linden Road, take it to Hill. You just stayed on the freeway, I take it.
Yeah, sometimes our navigation gives us another way to go, but it didn't do that this time.
Yeah, how's the traffic flow? Is it kind of slow or backed up?
It is pretty much at a dead stop, crawl.
Man, by the time you guys get there, your lot's going to need to be mowed.
Yeah. That's true. ETA is 354.
Our ETA is 3 p.m.
Happy.
This is WSTI 783. Looking forward to riding some bikes.
WSTW 213, standing by.
WRCT 544, Floyd and Captain Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good afternoon, Sheboygan Bob. You gave me my first radio check. How are you today? Captain Bob, do you copy?
GRZT 544, yes sir, I do. Good afternoon.
On the road in my mobile heading to Tawa to do some camping. How's the weather on this very fine day your way?
Apparently, sir, I'm in Kakashi. It's broken clouds. No rain as of yet. We got all of that yesterday and last night, so you're in for a beautiful day. Other than being overcast, high of 67 degrees, Brad.
Very good. You have yourself a really good day. This is WSTI 783, JJ out of Fenton. Clear after your final.
Pleasure having you in my receipt, JJ. Travel safe. Best to you and yours. WIZT 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
SDJ 347. You got a copy, Sheboygan Bob?
I do that, I sure do, sir. WRCC 544 for identification. Good afternoon.
Energy out there, figure giving a wave and a hand at you.
I sure appreciate that, and hopefully you and yours are doing well today, Roger.
Couldn't be better on this beautiful day.
Sounds like a plan. Enjoy it, and do take care. 73rd, WRGC 544, always a pleasure. We'll be monitoring the person.
WSTJ 347, standing by.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957. Jack, are you out there?
WRUG 488, go ahead. What's happening? I ain't heard you a long time.
Well, up in Roscommon on my 500-mile radio. I'm doing okay, man. I haven't heard you out there either. But then again, I haven't been out here that much, so everything's good.
Good. I'm glad to hear you, you know. And here, a little bit of cloudy. It looked like it's going to rain, but it's not raining, so I don't know what you have there in Roscommon. Roger?
That's a little bit cloudy, and there's like a slight chance of rain until 5, so I'm not heading home until later tonight, so it should be okay.
It sounds like it got a cold.
Nope, just this phone. Or this radio, I should say. Just the microphone on this phone. No cold here. It was like a November day yesterday. It was like in the 60s and cloudy, gray, windy. Yeah, today's supposed to be a little bit nicer. It's already up to about 68 right now, so maybe it might hit 70 today. Who knows?
I hope so. At 70 or 80 or something like that. That's too early. All that cold water comes in. Roger.
Yep. So, yeah, I just wanted to jump out there and say hi. Hop on the 500-mile radio there and say hello to you. But maybe I'll catch you tonight on the way back. 7, 8 o'clock or something, if you're out there, maybe I'll get on the radio again. So you have a good day. I got some stuff I got to do outside, so I'm going to get on out of here. So, Jack, have a good one. WRTX 957.
Yeah, no problem. I'll catch up with you anytime you want. You know where I am anyhow, so I ain't gotta worry about it. I haven't been on the radio a lot because I've been studying, and I took another test and failed with 10 at Hazel Park, but I ain't gonna do that now no more. I'm just gonna sit in studying another 2 months, and after that see what happens. Roger.
Yep, that's the key. Just you gotta keep studying, even if it's like a half hour a day, and I'd say within a couple weeks you should be good. You study a half hour every day. All right, good luck. Catch you later. WRTX 957.
Yeah, no problem. All right, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 0.8.
WSTJ 347. It's working.
Roger that, 347. And I'm 50 miles just south of the bridge.
Breaking up a little bit there, something about 50 miles. WSTJ 347. Yeah, you're kind of breaking up over here in Shelby Township.
Roger that. Thanks for the reply. 73 WRBQ 760.
I don't know what you did, but you came in a lot better that time.
I'm going in between valleys here in the hills on north of 75.
Roger that.
WINZ 294, WIUG 488, copy. Station 218, WIUG 488, copy.
WRVG374 mobile. Anyone monitoring?
WSDJ347. We got a copy on you.
Awesome. Thanks for coming back. How you doing today?
Doing much fine today.
Sounds good. Where am I talking to you at? Where are you located?
Shelby Township, 21 in Van Dyke area.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm just out mobile driving. I'm just kind of curious how far out the Macomb repeater reaches, and I'm currently at, what am I at, Rochester Road and Stony Creek Road, almost to Romeo Road. Just kind of impressed how far this repeater reaches.
Yeah, you're pretty loud in the mobile.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming back, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great afternoon.
You too. WSBJ347, standing by. WRUX245, standing by.
Station 245, go ahead. WIUG, Brady.
Oh, hey, Jack. How you been doing? Been a little while since I talked to you. Nice to hear you on the radio.
Oh, yeah, I've been a little bit busy, you know, here and there, go here, go there. Go over to the family, come back here, cut the grass, and do this and do that. And I'm sitting outside now in the backyard, Roger.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been doing a lot of running around the past week or so myself, and it seems like the stuff out in the yard is just like never ending. Constantly stuff to do, but you know, that's what comes with having a very big lot. So, you know, got to do what you got to do. But yeah, nice to hear you out here. You know, been a little while. Sounding good there. You got a really good signal into the repeater.
Yeah, nice to hear you too. Nice to chit chat with you. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG, Brady.
All right, yeah, you too, Jack. It's always nice talking to you. Say 73 to you, WRUX 45, standing by.
WRVR-403, audio check, please.
WSBA-W200, copy loud and clear.
Alrighty, thank you very much. WRVR-403 clear.
No problem, WSWD-200 clear.
WSDH-380, mobile and monitoring.
WSDJ-347, standing by. Bye.
WRWX221. This is WRWK542. WRWR357.
WRZR258, this is WRZR327, do you copy?
WSDW200, copy.
WRZZ873, standing. Good standing.
WRUG 488, this is WRWC 783, copy.
WSES 311, this is WSDZ 713, you copy?
This is Biff.
Oh, good to know, Unit 1. I was Tom was back from his old trip.
WSCC 980 radio check.
I thought that was your voice, but I didn't hear you call me, so I thought I missed it.
BIP Unit 1, this is WSDZ 713. You copy? If you do, can you open that back gate?
WRUG 488, this is WRWC 783, copy.
WRTX 929.
Station out there, 929. WIUG 88. Copy?
WRTX 929. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing good. How about you? I haven't heard from you.
I'm good. I'm just having a bonfire here in the backyard with my sons and enjoying a cigar. That's what I'm up to.
That's good. I was just outside, fresh air, number one. And I like that. I was sitting outside, just got dark a little bit. I said, let me go inside. Roger.
Yeah, there won't be too many days like this, so gotta enjoy them. It's going to come to an end here real quick.
That's what it feels like it. I don't know about the rest of the August.
Yeah, it looks like the reports say that there might be northern lights. I'm looking in the sky, but I'm not really seeing anything.
That's what I heard. What was that, Sunday? Last Sunday, that's what I heard. And somebody reported on Hazel Park net, so I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, there'll definitely be some shooting stars because the Palisades or something like that, meteor showers tonight. We just seen one go shooting across the sky. But no northern lights yet.
It's a good night for shooting stars, right?
Yeah, the meteor shower peaks tonight.
What direction is that? North, east?
I'm not sure. It would probably be, would be my guess. But I think you could see them pretty much anywhere with the meteor shower.
I might go outside for a little bit and find out what they have anyhow. So you'll see the stars shooting all around, right?
Yeah, we just seen a real good one basically right above us. So hopefully there'll be some. But I think it peaks at 2 in the morning. So it'll basically be for the rest of the night.
Probably that's when you're right, about 2 o'clock in the morning. That is the time for all that stuff.
Yeah, and with the city lights, you just don't know how many you're going to see, you know. If it was up north, it'd be every few minutes, but here, you know, it's going to be as many as can make it through the light.
You're right, with the city lights and all that, those lights all over the place, you probably not see too much of it. Anyhow, at 2 o'clock, I'll be sleeping.
Yeah, I won't be staying up that late. I'll probably be here an hour. That'll be about it.
That's good anyhow. 1 hour is enough to be out there anyhow. I don't think any mosquito is going to come tonight anyhow, because it's a little bit chilly.
Yeah, so far we haven't had a problem. It's been real good.
That's good. Yeah, well, that's good anyhow. Well, I might get out of here a little bit. And good to hear from you and good talking to you. You take care and have a good evening. WIUG 488.
All right, sounds good. Have a good night, Jack. WRTX 929.
And 929, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. What's up?
I hear Eric calling back from the north.
What'd you say about Eric?
Coming down here from up north.
Ah, so he'll be getting in range of the repeaters pretty soon then.
Because I spoke to him this afternoon. He said about 9 o'clock, I'll be back here. So I don't know if he might hear him out that way.
Now we'll find out. Probably won't be too much longer.
That 500 mile radio, that's what he said when he called me. You out there, Deviant?
Yeah, I'm still out here. I thought I heard another station coming in.
Good, sir. Well, hang on there, another station. Station out there, we cannot copy you at all. Maybe move around a little bit. You'll have a better chance to hear you.
Calling, you are weak and unavailable. Area WRZP 5, Sheboygan County 5.
All right, go ahead, Bob. I just said Sheboygan County, Bob, that's all. Well, Bob, you're not sounding good out here. I don't know what you're doing.
I'll give you a holler when I get to the...
Bob, you are in the car with a walkie-talkie? WRTX 929. WREG 48, you still out there? Hey, WRTX 929. I will catch you a little bit later. WRUG 488 clear.
WRVA 982.
Go ahead, 982.
Hey, good evening, Jack. How's it going?
Hey, good, sir. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good here. I got a Radiodity new radio here, the ZB20G. So just kind of setting that all up. Really not much to set up. I just had to change the tone on the channel 26 there.
That's what I have, DB20G. That's what I'm talking about right now. It's the good radios, Roger.
Yeah, it seems to be. I'm amazed. Like, you see the pictures, and it's like, oh, it's probably about the same as some of the other mobiles. Yeah, you get this thing, and you're like, wow, this is tiny.
It is very tiny, and you know what? I have some ham band on it. I listen. That's all I can do, listen. I cannot speak, but all the repeater is on it, and the GMRS. It's a GMRS radio.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, I noticed, there's ways you can put it in the mode so you can transmit on the ham, which I can do, but I have other stuff that can do that, so I wasn't super worried about it. But come to find out, yeah, this thing is basically the same as an Anytone AT779UV, and it was interesting is if you buy one of those, you pay more money, you know, because they run a sale on these right now, so that's why I got one. It was cheaper than usual. You get this, but the other cool thing is they pack in, if you buy this model, the DB20G, they pack in the programming cable. As far as I can tell with the Anytone, they don't. You have to buy that separately. So you're saving like $20 getting this thing, you have to get the programming cable. But I don't know that you really need it that much if you're just going to GMRS. It comes right out of the box with everything.
That's for sure. It comes with that, really. It is. It's a good value. I just seen it today, I believe. I bought mine at $83 about a year ago. I just paid my Amazon $83, and I got two of them. I got one, and now I'm talking about, and I got another one in the pickup truck. Roger?
Yeah, they're like $98 on Amazon now. I thought that was a deal. Normally, they're like little hundreds or something like that. But, yeah, I decided to go with that one because, you know, why not? Yeah, not sure if I'm going to leave this in the upstairs office here, if I put it in the car or what. I don't really have any radios in the car at the moment. But we'll see how that goes. But, having something that's, like, actually, like, intended, you know, for use of GMRS, and it does it quite well. I got a watt meter on this thing right now, and it's putting out, I think it said 18 in the manual. It's, you know, putting out, I think that's a little more than what it should be, but I think it's pretty like 14, 15 right now. I think that's legal limit for going into a repeater.
I would say 15 to 16, sometimes to 18. That's what I've seen it, but I don't know about now because I have not tried it from last year. Roger?
Yeah, I'm actually going to try something. I'm going to turn the power down. I figure out how to do that. You got to use the mic, but, you know, you function and then function zero, and you can change the power. So give me a second. I'm going to change it to low, see if I can still get in.
I was telling the guy yesterday from Angel Park, all you got to do is go on function and zero. That's all, I call it zero. It looks like an O, but no, it's an O, and not zero. P as in Paul, O W. Roger.
Yep, I got it. I'm on low now. That looks like it's about 4 watts. I'm hopefully still making it in.
You are very, very, very good here in Rochester Hills. Roger.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I got the, I'm looking at the power supply, and I'm pulling more about 1.7 amp right now, whereas on high, I was pulling like 3.5, which is, not a whole lot of difference, but that's just good to know. I mean, if I pull this thing on a battery, it'll last pretty much forever. I got some 24 amp hour LiFePO 4s here, so the power's out, I can still get on the air.
What I have for a backup like that is, in case the power goes out, I have a car charger and it has an inverter. So the inverter, you can plug it into the car charger and you can operate whatever you want to operate. I tell you one thing, I don't know if you remember back then, was a long time ago, when there was no power here in Michigan, I turned the fan on with that. I turned the fan until the next day, and it was charging.
Oh, I remember 2003. It was, I think, like August of 2003. That was a big power outage. Yeah, we got overloaded. Something happened. Yeah, everybody was out of power for a couple of days. That was not a great thing to have happen. Now, I got, for more serious stuff, I have a power station, like one of those 2.2 kilowatt hour deals. And I hooked the fridge up to that, if it's, because there was, one time I bought that off my Friday deal last year. And this year, I'm coming home from Kroger, trunk full of groceries, and notice the lights are out on Woodward Heights, and I'm like, oh no, what's going on? I pull onto my street, nobody's got lights, the school's let out. I'm like, okay. So I, get my house and yep, no power. So I had to hook the fridge up to that battery box, and it got it going for a while. So actually, really, didn't it was only out a few hours and the power came back, and I just ended up plugging the fridge back into the mains and recharging the box. But it was really nice to have that. Now, I know you can leave one like a fridge, if you don't have to open it for like 12 hours, but I had to open it. It's like, well, it was really nice to have power going to it.
That's for sure, yeah. Well, I had a TV, big screen TV back then when the power went out. And it was operating, both of them. And it went down, it was up for 8 hours straight, the TV and the fan. Then what I did, I just put it back on the charger on the pickup truck. I charged the battery back again, the portable, and went back again. Then really we turned the TV off and we slept with the fan on. It was very hard weather at that time. Roger.
Roger, I think there was somebody coming in on one of the other nodes that wanted to get in. I caught an H and not much else. Go ahead.
WSDH-V80 here in Hazel Park. I heard you mention Woodward Heights, so you must be pretty close to me.
WSDH-380, WRV-892. Yeah, I'm actually in Hazel Park. I'm a block west of the high school.
Copy that. Yes. Look out your door at 23360. I used to live there.
Okay, that's pretty close to where I'm at. But yeah, no, I was trying to get the, trying to listen on the reverse. Pretty sure I could hear you on the input. I just got this radiosity today, so still trying to figure out how everything works, but. Yeah, no, you sound good, and I'm guessing you're going into Detroit.
Yes, I'm on the 625.
Yep, same one I'm using.
Say again?
I was just saying it's the same one I'm using, 625.
Copy that. Well, I didn't want to jump down on your injection too, so I'll back on out WSPH380. I'm monitoring the count.
All right, back to you, Jack.
Mike, do a thing. Can you go on 675? I want to see if I can hear you on that way and how that sound. And put that radio on a medium.
All right, I'll go to 675. I gotta put the tone in 141.3, but he'll give you a couple. Just give me a couple minutes. WRV892.
Hello, I'll be here. WIUG48. You're not coming that clear, Mike.
How about
me,
Jack?
This is Mitch. There's a more call, too. Coming clear. 10-4. Yeah, I just got this radio out of here yesterday. All right, good anyhow. Roger.
Copy that. All right, WRV892 back on the 625.
Well, I guess you're a little bit far. I don't know what kind of antenna you have there, Mike, but I have Harvest BC200. There's a 200-watt antenna out that way.
Yeah, I'm just using the one that's in my office closet. It's actually one of the ham antennas, but it works pretty well on TMRS. I built it, but I have a Trane 1480 outdoors, but I'm not using that one at the moment. If I was using that one, I'd probably get in a little better amount of lemons. But there's a one in Detroit. I'll just use that one. Although I guess it was down for a bit this week.
Maybe that one works better anyhow. Well, you can try it. I don't mind, if you're going to try it today or tomorrow, just give me a holler and I will help you out with that, no problem at all. And it's a good radio, that DB20G. And also it's small, it fits anywhere you want in the car.
If I do put it in the car, I can put it really just wherever, and I'll just kind of be out of the way. That's the one problem with a lot of the radios is they're too long or something up with them, and I can't. I got a little space in my center console right below the radio that's perfect for this. I may actually need some spacers to put it in there. The VRV892.
You'll be surprised. You might eliminate a couple of them from the car, by putting this one really, try that, see what happens. Roger.
Yeah, there you go. Trying to jump back out, but yeah, I just want to test and see how good this thing is getting into the Detroit. Turns out I could actually get into Mount Clemens with a little bit of static if I needed to, if Detroit's down again, so. Good to know I got those options. Then I could obviously use the outdoor antenna to probably get into Mount Clemens a bit better. So, Take it easy, Jack. WRB 892.
Yes, sir, you take care and you have a good evening. I'll talk to you some other day, anytime. WIUG 48. WIUG 48, copy.
WRXB 401, can I get a radio check and a location on this unit? West side of Detroit, where I'm coming from. WRXB 401, monitoring the channel for a radio check. Anybody got their ears on? WOZZ873, go ahead, radio check. Go ahead, radio check. Oh, copy on that, radio check.
Hello, WIOG 488, Jack. How you doing tonight? WSCY 438.
I'm doing good. How about you? How you doing?
Doing good. This is Dan over here in Isabella County. This is south of Mount Pleasant. WSCY 438. Doing good. About ready to call tonight.
You're sounding good. You're really sounding good from there. And I'm glad to hear that one. I haven't heard you in a long time, Roger.
All right, Jack. You have a good night. You're sounding loud here, too. WIOG 488, Jack. You have a good night. WSCY 438, Dan. We'll be clear with you. Thanks for the comeback.
Dan, have a good evening. Better day tomorrow. Catch you a little bit later tomorrow. WIUG 48, clear.
So you're 873. Call me, your former husband.
Check. You gotta move around a little bit to find out if, 'cause you're not coming in clear.
All right, hear that, Seth. Again, antennas. Sorry for that.
coming clear?
How is it now?
I got back out of here. Catch you a little bit later. WIUG 48 is clear.
WSTH 380, calling Jack.
Go ahead, 380, you sounding good.
10-4, thank you for the flowers. We were in that class together Tuesday night. I was the guy in the gray shirt and the gray sweatpants sitting in front of you. Table in front of you, one guy to the left, one guy to the right, I'm the one on the left, the old guy.
How you doing anyhow?
Doing all right. I passed that test. And I got up on my high horse and tried the general test, and boy, did I fall on my face with that one.
Now you got your general?
No, I got the tech. I passed the tech test, but I flat failed the general test. I didn't study for that. But it was, there was a lot of stuff there that I didn't know.
They usually give that when you pass the tech test. It'll be easier because almost every, all the questions on the tech, they're all there. That's why they give you for a fee. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I followed your advice and I got on that, I forget the name of the website. Anyway, the one where you can take the practice test and all that, and I did a lot of that. That helped me a great deal.
That test is ARRL. You see it there on their website. And Ham Probe, I think they take a test over there too.
I bought the book from ARRL for the novice, and then I ordered the one for the general. And I got the general book the day before I took the novice test. That's going to be a lot of studying for that one. I think they have another test in September sometime, in September.
Yeah, they do. They have there in Isa Park, yeah. But I go to a different one. If you really just, if you look at that ARRL, there is all kinds of tests out there. I don't know how far are you from front, but a front is always, and always 2 weeks, there's a test over that way. I know you're too far from front, but there's another ones around, like South Lyon, or Down River down there too. If you look at that, or it says test, and ARRL, you'll find out where they at.
Yeah, copy that. The one in Oak Park is probably the closest to me. Over.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if you can, if you're ready, you can take it online. I can give you the people website. I took it online one time, and I failed with three.
Yeah, I've looked into that online. I think I'd rather take it, pen and paper like we did. Over.
It's better to go and take it, sometime online, that you only have so much time to do the answering all the questions. But in there, no, you know, they'll tell you the way it is, you know, and they give you, like, more time. There's more time into that. Roger?
Yes, there was ample time to take the test, and there was a time limit on it.
Well, no, Hazel Park is very flexible. Really, the people, they very, very nice people, and they help out too. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. They seem to be very pleasant people.
Yeah, I'm even a member in Hazel Park. I'm not even a ham, but I'm a member over there. This is my second year.
Copy that. Yeah, they're coming up with a picnic over on the park. I forget what day it is, but it's coming up pretty soon.
On the 14th. I think I'm gonna be there. Yeah, because it started at 2, from 5 to 9. So it's not that dark outside, you know what I mean? So I might be there on the 14th.
Copy that. I don't know if I'll make it or not. I may give it a shot. Over.
It would be nice, you know, meet some people. Meet the people there at the club and all that. They're very, very good people. See, we do breakfast in the morning, Saturday, and really a lot of people from Hazel Park comes there. A lot of people from Eureka Club, too. And we all get, you know, sit down and talk and all that stuff.
Sounds good, Jack. Over.
Yeah. And I think I'm gonna go to the under 14. Meet everybody there, you know, which is some of them I know, not a lot of them, but some of them I know, and then maybe there'd be different people there. I don't know. Because, see, way back before, about, what, 10, 15 years ago, I used to be a Hazel Park member. I had a membership in Hazel Park, and I used to go there, you know, to the meeting, and I used to go there, and they had a Christmas party and all that. I used to go to all that, but I moved to you know, Rochester Hills, and I couldn't go anymore.
So you don't have to be a resident to join the club, do you? I mean, a resident of Hazel Park.
Oh, no, you don't have to be. You could be way up north and whatever you want to do, you just join. You can join online. This is what I do. I join online and that's all. I know, you know, there's about a few of them. They have, you know, they have a GMR license. I talk to them. You know, it's about 3-4 of them I know. And they all, you know, from Hazel Park.
Copy that. Okay, Jack, I'm going to wander off and see what I can find on this radio. You know, I'm still learning the ins and outs of this GT20T. So you have a great day, and this is WSTH-T80, signing off.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, anything you like, if you want to know how you go, I think you do know how to go from low, high, or medium. I think you know that. And anything, let me know what you need. WIUG 48.
Yes, it's the A button and the O button on the mic. Change the color.
right. 100% right. I was telling the guy from Hazel Park yesterday.
How about it, Jack? That's low power.
Still sounding good, but always put it on medium. It's better on me, but it'd be very clear. Because he has a little bit, you know, a couple of very, very light scratches. So if you're on medium, you're doing good.
Okay, that's medium.
Very clear and loud. Anyhow, good talking to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. WIEG 48.
Good, Jack. WSTH 380. Standing by.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIEG 48. Copy. Well, I guess not. WIEG 48 clear.
WROZZ 873. Standing by. The Chesney Bunker Hill, WROZZ. Hey, standing by. Yeah, apologies, Mr. Jack. Mr. Jack, you are Phil.
Go ahead. This is WIEG 48. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is James, WRZZ, 873. Not doing too bad right now.
Hi, how you doing? And what is your location right now?
Lincoln Park.
Hi, James. You're in Lincoln Park. You're sounding good and loud. What kind of radio do you have?
A UVXR.
No, that's all I copied. A UVSR.
A UVXR. Answering rabbit.
What's the name of that radio? Is it handheld or base station?
Hell no, there's no base station. It's a walkie-talkie.
Tell you one thing, you sound very loud and good. And you know where I am in Rochester Hills. Roger?
Yes, I copied back Brock Chester Hills. Yes, I did. Yep, the song is so damn loud before my eardrums out.
Well, good old rocky talking like that. is good enough to get out. I'm sure you're on 625, correct?
Can you copy that one more time?
On that repeater, 625 repeater. Roger?
Yes, I copy that.
Yep.
It's not too bad.
That repeater is very good. It's very high, the highest one out there. And it sits right on the tree. That's what they said. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. It's going to be on top of the GM building.
Stand by for sure. Maybe there's another station out that way. Is there any station out that way calling? Yeah, that's all we hear. Shh. You got to move around to find the hot spot. Roger? Well, I guess not. Yeah, you're saying right on the Renaissance? I don't know. Look at the MIA system, and you'll find out what is it. I don't know exactly what is it. Is it on the Renaissance or... That's what I heard. It's on the tree, the highest tree there in downtown.
Yeah, it's WR3Z873. Yeah, it should be up high, like the one in Cleveland, Ohio. Copy?
Oh, that was the Ohio people out that way? Station out of Ohio. I don't know, you on the handheld or not? You're not coming clear. See if you can find the hot spot. Roger?
No, I'm just talking on the handheld walkie-talkie right now, Lincoln Park.
I know there, you and Lincoln Park. Well, hey, you're sounding good. And really, good to hear from you, and good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 488.
Have yourself a lovely night, and take care of yourself, man. I'm out.
When you sign, I give you a call sign.
Like a CB handle, right?
Gotta give out your call sign when you be out.
Bam Bam, Bam Bam Bigelow.
You know, it's not me. It's the MIA people. That's what they wanted, to do. It's not me, really. I would not tell you anything different. But that's how I do it. I always sign out by my call sign.
Copy that.
Have a good night again. Take care. WIUG 488.
WRNW 329.
What did you do? Go back on the midnight?
Somebody coming back, I don't hear no voice, no audio.
I don't know, Jim, I don't know who's out there. I think somebody from Ohio, something like that, they're trying to come in. And I told him you gotta have a hot spot before, you know, he came up. Well, I just, and this is WIUG 48.
I just keyed up for a minute. I figured I'd holler at you there. You're right on my speaker over here on my radio.
I don't know. I think somebody's there from Ohio. Anyhow, you got to go to work tomorrow morning, right?
At the work day, I'm just laying in the bed here, trying to wind her down.
I don't blame you, Tim. It was a nice day outside. Not too hot, not too cold, very fresh, and it was a little bit windy. But I just...
Perfect, just a little breezy. Didn't have the wind, it would have been felt a little warmer. I'd have to have a little alarm sneeze on for me. But yeah, other than that, it was a nice day.
That's good. That's easy to have to go out there and spend some money.
I'm trying not to, but if it happens, I'll try to make some more of it tomorrow.
That's always like that anyhow, no matter what you're looking at and doing everything else. Anyhow, I don't know. Hey, how is that 10 meter? Yeah, 10 meter yet?
I haven't been on there probably the last week or so. At least a week. Every time I turn it on, it's dead. Nothing.
You're 100% right. I was on it yesterday. Nobody out there. I went on 2 meter. There was nobody out there. And I was on 20 meter. That's all I heard, the 3 people on the 20 meter. One of them was in Florida. And the other one, it was down south. And I forgot the other one, what was it? That's all I was on 20 meter yesterday.
I copy that. The 40s usually the one I always hear stations on there. I hear some daily nets on there. And, from all over the place, actually, calling in the network.
Well, because the 40s always busy anyhow. I don't know if you know that. That's not now, but I know that was that since 89. It was always 40 and busy.
This is the conditions on that particular frequency. You can get a long distance out of it. The other ones, I don't know. It seems like the weather got to be right. They're not right. See, it's nice and quiet on there.
All right, Tim. I'm going to let you go. I got to go get me something to drink. I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow. WIAG, 48, clear.
right, Jack. Nice talking to you. Holla at you about 5 o'clock in the morning. You make sure your volume's all the way up. all right, Jack. Have yourself a good evening. Talk to you later. WRNW329, Reclaim.
No problem. A lot of time I get up about 6:30. I have the radio on. But you know what? When I go, I like to see a 600 by the airport there, because you can get somebody else on that 600 over that way.
Yeah, I think I got that one programmed in too. Maybe I'm not in this radio. I think I have it in my mobile. Might not have it in this one. All right, Jack. Have a good evening. WRNW329. Clear for now.
Good night. WREG 48 clear.